607 FM Talk 1065. Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. Check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for a full weather discussion coming up around 635. We'll get the details on the rest of the work week and the weekend ahead, plus a look at the tropics. All right, we'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hour every weekday morning with the fight against coronavirus by the numbers nationally and here at home. Dalton Orwig with the latest.
Yeah, Sean, we're now nearing 2.2 million total positive cases of coronavirus in the United States and about 2,000 deaths away from 120,000. But some good news, yesterday 449,000 tests were reported nationally. Only 4.6% of those were positive, with 20,700 new cases and only 425 deaths across the nation yesterday, the third lowest number since March 26th. And Sunday's 331 deaths were actually the lowest since March 25th. So some good news nationally as far as deaths related to the coronavirus and also the percent of positive tests. In Alabama, we now have nearly 26,000 confirmed cases in the state and 769 have died from COVID-19. Yesterday, only 4 new hospitalizations reported. There were 657 new cases added for Alabama yesterday, the lowest since Wednesday. Right now, the 7-day average is still pretty high at 688 cases per day, and the 14-day average is at a high of 546 cases per day. There were 5,219 tests reported yesterday. We've been averaging just over 6,000 tests per day over the last week and about 5,500 over the last 2 weeks. Some disconcerting numbers here. Over the last week, 12% of those test results have been positive for Alabama, and the two-week average of positive tests is 10%. Of course, we'd like to see those numbers closer to the national average or the number that we had yesterday of right around 4 or 5%. There was only one death reported for Alabama yesterday after 17 over the weekend. The one-week average is 8 deaths per day and the two-week average 9 deaths per day for Alabama. At the local level, Mobile County now has 2,723 cases with 129 deaths. That's after adding 26 new cases yesterday for Mobile and 0 new deaths. Baldwin County has 368 cases of coronavirus and 9 deaths. Baldwin County only added 4 new cases yesterday. And, Sean, they've had 0 deaths added for Baldwin County since May 22nd.
Wow.
We're nearing a month since a death has been reported for Baldwin County. I cannot believe that's not a bigger statewide, to say the least, but I would say a national story. I'd love to know why, with the beaches down there and with so many people flocking to Baldwin County, especially over the Memorial Day holiday, that we haven't seen a rise in those numbers.
You know, it's not just comparing it against a county in another state or some other part of our state. You compare it against Mobile County right across the bay. It is a big difference. There must be some takeaway there.
Yeah, I've got a lot of questions for how Baldwin County's numbers are that low. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm really interested. I think that would be a good study for the nation. Washington County has 87 cases and 6 deaths. Clark County, 191 cases and 3 deaths. Monroe, 136 cases with 2 deaths. Escambia County has 107 cases and 3 deaths. Choctaw has 175 cases and 11 deaths. Kanaka, 100 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County has 223 cases with 8 deaths. Montgomery County and Jefferson County continue to add more cases than Mobile County. I mentioned Mobile County only had 26 new cases yesterday. Jefferson County added 225 new cases, and Montgomery County added 355 new cases. Montgomery now has the most positive cases of any county in the state, although they are third in the number of deaths, with Mobile County still leading the state with 129 coronavirus deaths.
All right, Dalton, with the update, 612. You know, we got the there's the numbers, and you got to look at numbers and facts. Although now coming in on this are the projections again. Now, we had the projections early on. They were showing the number of cases they expected around the country. Remember, that was a ramp up for the extra hospital facilities everywhere. Now the new estimates out of Johns Hopkins University. You got a question if they're going to be right or not. I mean, I don't think they're doing it in a nefarious way, but do they have any way of understanding what may happen? Because now more than 8 million confirmed coronavirus cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. They have updated models now that predict we will see more infections and deaths between now and October. So that's the date that they say that these new peaks will be reached. Here's John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
The COVID-19 pandemic still poses a serious threat. Chief Medical Correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. We've been talking about this for 5.5 months. The virus hasn't changed in all this. It's a contagious virus.
18 states are seeing a rise in week-to-week new cases, according to Johns Hopkins University. And an updated model from the University of Washington projects more than 201,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by October. That estimate is up 30,000 from just last week.
When we were talking about this in April, they were saying 60,000 people would die by August 4th. That was the model then. We're twice that essentially now, and it's the middle of June.
President Trump expressed confidence with how the country is handling the virus.
Tremendous progress is being made.
Although the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says large indoor events pose the highest risk of spreading the virus, Mr. Trump is planning to hold a campaign rally Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Those who register to attend must agree not to sue the Trump campaign and other entities if they catch the virus. I'm John Lawrence.
And dovetail that story in with the one that we talked about yesterday morning when I was kind of supposed to be sitting on, but it looks like it started leaking out over the weekend. President Trump planning an event here in Mobile to campaign for Tommy Tuberville in that Senate runoff. The question is, what will they do there with the stadium? Will you have every other seat? Well, that's not even enough. It'd have to be like every fourth seat or something to have 6 feet of separation. What will they do there? Will it be up to the Mobile County Health Department on what the seating will be for the president's event in Mobile? And is that thing happening for sure? The people that talked to me last week seemed pretty sure, but now they're saying, well, maybe the date could be moved or something like that.
Well, yeah, the last two rallies held at Ladd People's Stadium, or the last rally held at Ladd People's Stadium.
Well, yeah, there'll be two. This would be the third. Yeah, because remember, had the initial rally, had the Christmas tree, cut the tree down in the park, put it up, rally, and then this one would be the third.
So this would be the third, but according to Lanyap yesterday, they said that the Ladd People's Board Chairwoman Ann Davis said the stadium had not yet been notified of the event. So if they are going to hold that event, better notify Ladd.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they're not aware.
They, according to Ann Davis, who's the chairwoman there, she said they are not aware. They have not been notified of the planned rally.
Huh. This will be interesting. Talk more about that coming up. Plus, later on this hour, we're going to be joined by Secretary of the Interior, David Bernhardt. He's going to be here today in Alabama to tour the Bon Secours National Wildlife Refuge. And he's going to hop on with us for a few minutes to talk about public lands, public land access in the United States. That's coming up around 6:45. 6:15 on the way in sports.
Well, several NFL players have tested positive for coronavirus. And Oklahoma State head football coach Mike Gundy fighting the cancel culture after being caught wearing a One America News Network t-shirt.
Oh, wow. Did he get the free radio with it?
I'm not sure. The hand-cranked radio?
Yeah.
I'll have to see.
All right, that's coming up in sports.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. President Trump will reportedly hold a rally in Mobile next month. The Trump campaign will host the rally for GOP Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville ahead of the July 14th Republican runoff. President Trump has endorsed Tuberville in the Republican race while widely criticizing Jeff Sessions, his former attorney general. Alabama's Democratic leaders are calling to defund the state's Confederate Park. The Confederate Memorial Park in Marbury is the site of Alabama's only Confederate soldiers' home from 1902 to 1939. The site was a haven for Confederate Army veterans, their wives, and widows. The park currently receives $600,000 a year. Democratic leaders say the money should go elsewhere. Republican leaders are against the idea. The University of South Alabama released its plan to allow students back on campus in the fall. Classes will start August 17th. Students will not return to campus after Thanksgiving. Final exams will be held before that. There will also be more online classes for the upcoming semester. Those taking in-person classes will be required to wear masks and practice social distancing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer that's committed to your comfort and safety. Ask us about the indoor air quality products that can kill most viruses, bacteria, and allergens, providing you peace of mind that the air you're breathing is clean and healthy. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As NFL players begin returning to team facilities to prepare for the 2020 season, NFL Network reported yesterday that several players on the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans have tested positive for COVID-19. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is one of the players that tested positive, according to his agent. And according to the report, none of the Cowboys players had been at the team facility during the offseason. Right now, it's unclear how the players contracted the virus. On an NFL Players Association conference call, the union said that when they return to team facilities and throughout the season, players could be tested roughly every 3 days for the virus and isolated if tested positive. The Players Association said it's working with the NFL on return-to-work protocols for players. And when discussing salary cap implications, agents were told that the NFL could lose around $3 billion in total revenue if teams play in empty stadiums in 2020. In a sit-down interview with ESPN yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said that he is not surprised there have been positive coronavirus tests for players.
We're going to have positive tests. Our players who are going to be in that, our personnel are going to be involved in the front office, our league office employees have been involved. So positive tests are going to happen. The issue is, can we obviously prevent as many of those from happening?
In that interview, Goodell said that he supports and encourages teams to sign quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
If he wants to resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that, support a club making that decision, and encourage them to do that.
Earlier this month, Goodell released a video apologizing on behalf of the NFL for not doing a better job of listening to players' concerns on racial inequality. Afterwards, he was criticized for not mentioning Kaepernick by name. Kaepernick's former team, the San Francisco 49ers, rewarded head coach Kyle Shanahan's visit to the Super Bowl last season with a new six-year contract extension. That six-year extension replaces the 3 years remaining on his deal, ties him to the 49ers through 2025. It also makes Shanahan one of the NFL's five highest-paid head coaches. There was an online uproar yesterday after Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy was photographed after a fishing trip wearing a One America News Network t-shirt. In reference to the picture, Oklahoma State's top player, running back Chuba Hubbard, tweeted, quote, "I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in society, and it's unacceptable." Hubbard received support from multiple teammates and former players, but after the university president and athletic director both issued statements expressing concern, the running back posted a video of himself and Gundy in which the two shook hands.
In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I've met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society.
I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man, and I'm more about action.
Last season, Hubbard led the nation in rushing yards. Cowboys players were scheduled to begin voluntary workouts on campus on Monday. After MLB players rejected the MLB owner's latest proposal to begin playing the 2020 season, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told ESPN on Monday that he is not confident that there will be a 2020 baseball season.
I'm not confident, Mike. I think there's real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue.
It was a 180-degree turn from the commissioner after he said last week that he was 100% sure there would be baseball played this year. And in NASCAR news, the July 15th NASCAR All-Star Race will move to Bristol Motor Speedway this year. Yesterday, NASCAR announced that up to 30,000 fans will be permitted to attend the event. Bristol Motor Speedway can hold 155,000, so the crowd allowed will be less than 20% capacity. It'll be only the second time in the All-Star Race's history that it will not be raced at Charlotte Motor Speedway. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports and politics on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
What makes a great ride? Now you can find out Friday, June 19th at the Toomey Equipment Kubota Field Event. Your opportunity for a hands-on demo of Kubota tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles. And while you're at Toomey Equipment, take advantage of on-site coupons, special financing offers, and register for special giveaways. If you've ever wanted to sit behind the wheel of a tractor, cut a circle on a zero-turn mower, or bust out on a utility vehicle, you should attend the Toomey Equipment Field Event Friday, June 19th in Theodore, Alabama, or Loosedale, Mississippi.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident at Government and Azalea. We look great across the Bayway. So far, Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort, no major delays. State troopers working an accident, Highway 90 West to Greek Cemetery Road. That's in Elsner in Baldwin County. Single vehicle crash shouldn't affect too many people. Market in the Park is back this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite certified Alabama farmer's market. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams on the way about 635. Your heads up, too. If you've got junk piled up, you got junk at your house, outside your house, storage unit, office, shop, wherever you got it, you need it gone. You need my buddy Trey with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's pretty simple, too. You go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'll do the alphanumeric translation on that here soon. We'll look at the keypad. I do have a keypad in here. We'll translate, but call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. You'll set an appointment time on a specific day, specific time that you both agree on. Trey and the crew will show up. They'll quote your price on getting rid of the junk. You say yes, they get it gone. It's that simple, and it's really a great thing. If you're trying to get to organized around the house, around the shop, well, guess what? If you get the junk out of the way, a lot easier to get organized. So check them out today, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Also, the sponsor of the online opinion poll question. Now, this is on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. On the right-hand column, you'll see the 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo. Right beneath it is the question, is the History Museum of Mobile the right place to put the Admiral Sims statue? Right now, 59% of y'all say yes, 41% say no. You can vote online, and we'll tally those votes throughout the morning right there on FMTalk1065.com. Remember, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Hopefully you're liking or following on all those pages. All right, a couple of things of note here. First of all, coming up in just about 20 minutes or so, Secretary of the Interior, Department of the Interior, is going to join us. Now, he's in our area today to go tour the Bon Secours Wildlife Refuge. But, yeah, Secretary of the Interior David Barnhart is going to join us to talk about public lands in the country. And we'll talk a little bit about what's happening here in our neck of the woods. Also, Gallup poll yesterday, think about this, showing American pride has continued its downward trajectory, reaching the lowest point in two decades, according to Gallup. New low comes at a time when the United States faces public health and economic crises brought on by the coronavirus pandemic and civil unrest following the death of George Floyd. Here it is. Here are the stats from Gallup yesterday. It says, although the majority of adults in the United States still say they are extremely proud, that would be 42%, or very proud, 21%. So that's pretty solid, right? Mm-hmm. To be American. Both readings are the lowest they have been since Gallup's initial measurement back in 2001. At the same time, 15% of Americans say they're moderately proud, 12% say they're only a little proud, and 9% say not proud at all. These latest data were from a May 28th through June 4th poll, which also found 20% of Americans are satisfied with the way things are going in the United States. And presidential approval fell back to 39% in this poll. The poll's field period encompassed the arrest of the officers charged in Floyd's death, as well as nationwide protests that were sparked by the incident. The percentage of Americans expressing extreme pride in the country has been declining over the past 20 years, especially recently, with just over half, 55%, felt extreme pride in the initial January 2001 reading. Okay, so 2001, 55% said they felt extreme pride. That was prior to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. In the three subsequent years, between 65 and 70% were extremely proud as the public rallied around the flag, that 9/12 moment we all remember. Then by 2005, the reading fell to 61% and remained steady until 2015 when it dropped to 54%. The current reading is the sixth consecutive year since then that it has fallen to a new low in Gallup's trend. Well, proud to be American, are you? Extremely proud, moderately proud, just kind of proud. All right, news is next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. President Trump will reportedly hold a rally in Mobile next month. The Trump campaign will host the rally for GOP Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville ahead of the July 14th Republican runoff. President Trump has endorsed Tuberville in the Republican race while widely criticizing Jeff Sessions, his former attorney general. Alabama's Democratic leaders are calling to defund the state's Confederate Park. The Confederate Memorial Park in Marbury is the site of Alabama's only Confederate soldier's home from 1902 to 1939. The site was a haven for Confederate Army veterans, their wives, and widows. The park currently receives $600,000 a year. Democratic leaders say the money should go elsewhere. Republican leaders are against the idea. The University of South Alabama released its plan to allow students back on campus in the fall. Classes will start August 17th. Students will not return to campus after Thanksgiving. Final exams will be held before that. There will also be more online classes for the upcoming semester. Those taking in-person classes will be required to wear masks and practice social distancing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama, and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Federal authorities will review local California investigations into the hanging deaths of two black men, Robert Fuller and Malcolm Harsh, to determine whether federal law was violated. Correspondent Suzanne Malveaux is in Los Angeles.
Just 10 days ago, as Black Lives Matter rallies continued nationwide, another black man, Malcolm Harsh, was discovered hanged from a tree less than 60 miles from where Fuller was found. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department says it found no indications of foul play, and that the 38-year-old hanged himself. Harsh's family, like Fuller's, says no way.
A man was shot last night as protesters in New Mexico tried to tear down a bronze statue of a Spanish conquistador. A confrontation erupted between protesters and a group of armed men in Albuquerque trying to protect the statue before protesters tried to pull it down. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Usually people are excited to get something from eBay, but six former workers for the online auction and retail site are accused of sending items meant to scare, not thrill. The ex-employees are charged with trying to intimidate the editor and publisher of an online newsletter by sending the married couple live spiders and cockroaches, along with a funeral wreath and a bloody pig face Halloween mask. The workers also sent porn with the husband's name on it to neighbors' homes. A federal prosecutor says the effort began after the couple's newsletter ran an article about a lawsuit involving eBay. Chesapeake Energy is preparing to file for bankruptcy as soon as this week, becoming the largest oil and gas producer to unravel after an energy market rout. The Oklahoma City-based company is in the final stages of negotiating a $900 million debtor-in-possession loan to support its operations while under Chapter 11 bankruptcy court protection. Crude oil trading at $37.66 a barrel on Wall Street, futures sharply higher. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And yesterday hot. I mean, when 90s, right? We got in the 90s?
Yeah, 92 yesterday. But the humidity was a little bit lower than the previous day. And but still, the temperatures were in the low 90s. Of course, much of the interior south yesterday. I expect today a little bit cooler. We've got massive dry air now that's covering our area, and we'll see a high today of about 88, perhaps 89 degrees, with just a light wind out of the north. Now tonight, we're going to cool down into the 60s again. Right now, 67 out of the airport, and we could match that tonight. And then tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny, and there's a slight chance we could see a thunder shower develop in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow will be in the upper 80s. Now, as we look to the rest of the week for Thursday, sunny again, slight chance of an afternoon thunder shower, high around 90. Friday and Saturday, sunny skies, lower 90s. And then on Sunday, another chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and the high on Sunday in the lower 90s. So not much in the way of rainfall, just a slight chance of a thunderstorm. But we should have a lot of sunshine over the next few days.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What are you watching there?
Right now there is a disturbance just off the Carolina coast, but it's not tropical. It's producing a lot of rain over the Carolinas. We also have some tropical waves now that have formed across the Atlantic, but there's nothing organized at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
And there he is, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, also a tropical weather expert. Hey, looking through, getting a you saw the text here coming in about that accident. We're going to check in with the traffic department in a second. This is the first notice I've seen of this 18-wheeler crash northbound on the Dolly Parton Bridge. Saying this is, I guess, completely blocked northbound 65 on the Dolly Parton.
That would be a rough time this morning. I'm looking at our traffic feed.
Yeah,
online.
And I'm trying, and I can't. I haven't seen anything. I'll tell you what, we're going to go run the news break, get traffic, get in touch with Kane, and come back and see if we can get any more on this this morning. Remember, if you're in that area, you can always text us when it's safe to do. When you're pulled over or, you know, got it in park, sitting there, send us a text to 343-0106. All right, be right back.
It's all about you.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager, Kobe Subaru. Summer is here, and just like the weather, the savings on new Kobe Subarus are hotter than ever. With 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subaru models, it's time to start your new adventure. With some of the best inventory on the Gulf Coast, I assure you, we have the perfect Subaru for you and your family. From Foresters, Outbacks, to the Ascent, which features a third row. If you're looking for an SUV, Kobe has you covered. If a sporty Impreza or Legacy suits you better on the road, we've got those too. Our staff is committed to providing you with the exceptional customer service you've come to know and expect here at Kobe Subaru. Kobe Subaru is still offering our remote delivery services. To begin your purchase, please visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 251-478-5000. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
This is Alicia, Service Coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we're not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
This is Jerome from Birmingham, previously from Paul Feinbaum Show.
Extremely happy to welcome to the program Coach Gus Malzahn, the head coach at Auburn University.
The guys that have veteran quarterbacks back, you're going to have an advantage, you know, not having spring. Now, we'll see what happens once we get back, if they let us do OTAs or whatever that is. But, you know, right now it's great to have a veteran quarterback. You know, I'm just really trying to be positive and just really looking forward to getting our kids back on campus.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department clearing up Government and Azalea. State troopers still on the scene of an accident. One vehicle, Highway 90 West to Greek Cemetery Road in Elsner in Baldwin County. We look great north and southbound lanes of 65 from Saraland all the way to the 1065 split. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting range with a 1,000-yard range all on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, trying to figure this out too as we get traffic information. But you know, we do worry to that texter if you want to just confirm that that is a current text, because you know what T-Mobile and other carriers were down yesterday. And there's a weird thing on our because we deal with, which I love. Thank you to the, well, I'd say thousands.
Oh, easily.
Thousands of individual texters to 343-0106. When some people, some things we have gotten on delay, whatever your carrier, what, you know, we'll get like, I'll be on a subject and we'll be talking about it, and then I'll be getting ready for the midday show and texts come in from somebody who is answering something in the 8 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. I don't know what happens. It, you know, it's out there, it's bouncing around. Want to make sure this isn't an old text, because yesterday T-Mobile experiencing widespread network issues. They said, IP traffic related issues. So I don't know if they had a DNS attack or whatever. I don't know any details. I know that T-Mobile did have issues, and a couple other carriers had issues out there yesterday with getting traffic through. I know, like Philip, who has had some issues here at the station. He's T-Mobile, and he was having issues getting text in here yesterday. So I just want to make sure this isn't something that was maybe sent yesterday that's gotten delayed. Yeah, AT&T and Verizon said they had issues yesterday as well.
Really? I guess I just don't talk to anyone on my phone, because I Didn't have any issues personally yesterday, but I do know that that happens. And like you said, sending in the text, they sometimes come in late. But I do know that we have a lot of listeners that travel that way, mm-hmm. either to or from Mobile. And if you can confirm safely whether there is an 18-wheeler crash northbound on Dolly Parton Bridge, just let us know.
Yeah, we're just looking for the details on that, making sure we're not getting an old text. I tell you what, so I went yesterday and went on a fishing trip with my co-host of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, Mike Ward, and I, and we took...
good guy to take on a fishing trip.
Yeah, good guy to have... Well, we went on his boat yesterday, the big, even bigger boat. But we had folks from the state, Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, was with us. Also, we had on board Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries Director Chuck Sykes, Conservation Advisory Board Member Joey Dobbs. We went way out, went way down the hill. So turn the airplane mode on the phone so you don't waste your phone trying to get signal,
mm-hmm.
waste your battery. Come back in, and about time we got into Billy Goat Hole at Dolphin Island, turned it back on, and it was just da-ding, 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 da-ding. So obviously I had some texts come through uh-huh. yesterday. I mean, it was just, it was almost like, I don't even want to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, for about 90 seconds plus, there's ding, da-ding, 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 da-ding.
That wears coming. You down, too. Like, that wears you down, getting that many texts over and over and over
right,
again.
So at least... The ceasefire system we're on was working yesterday. That was good. All right, 6:42. We mentioned this yesterday, and more people talking about this morning about President Trump coming to Mobile. The date I had was July 11th. I was told last week. Now stuff seems to be
in flux.
Yeah, I guess to the point that you said earlier, and Davis with Lad People said they had not been informed that there would be a Trump event. At Lad Peebles.
That's right. Lanyap reporting yesterday that Ann Davis and the Lad Peebles board there, unaware that there is a rally planned for their stadium.
So it's going to be announced, I guess. It's going to mm-hmm. be a TBA on that. Let you know. But the event, as we're hearing, is going to be a rally for Tommy Tuberville in this race. Now, Jeff Sessions joins us at 8:35 this morning. We'll talk with him more about that, what he thinks about that, because you think about the significance of this. It was at the Mobile rally that Jeff Sessions put the MAGA hat on. The first major elected official to support President Trump was mm-hmm. Jeff Sessions. Happened right here in Mobile. Now you're going to have Trump back in town to campaign for Tuberville.
Right.
So,
yeah, and if that rally, even if it does happen, whether it happens on July 11th or not, it won't happen after July 14th. I'll tell you that much, because
yeah.
that's when the runoff date is. So whatever date they decide on, and if they're able to come to an agreement with Ladd, it'll have to be before that date.
A tweet yesterday from Jeff Sessions said, "The people of Alabama will not be told who to vote for by anyone in Washington. As recent experience demonstrates, in Alabama, we make our own decisions on who will represent us in the U.S. Senate. It's always a good day when the President of the United States visits Alabama." So there's a tweet yesterday, but we'll try to get some more of that discussion coming up in just a little bit.
And thank you, unnamed texter, giving us an update on that crash. He said the I-65 wreck is legit, which I mentioned okay. earlier. That was a 18-wheeler on the Dolly Parton Bridge northbound I-65. The initial texter said that it was completely blocked, but this new text, he said, "I'm not sure about the extent of injuries as Satsuma FD was canceled while en route to the
They were canceled.
That's according to this texter. So we'll see. Kane should have an update on that coming up soon.
All right. 6:45. Be right back.
Not all homes are the same, and neither are all pest control companies. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management has built their business on relationships. A local independent dealer using higher quality products to get better results. Treating indoor and outdoor pests, including mosquitoes, roaches, and fleas. If you're tired of the big bug guys raising prices and lowering their service, call the local experts, Wildlife Solutions Pest Management, 654-6778. Wildlife Solutions Pest Management. This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. President Trump will reportedly hold a rally in Mobile next month. The Trump campaign will host the rally for GOP Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville ahead of the July 14th Republican runoff. President Trump has endorsed Tuberville in the Republican race while widely criticized
criticizing Jeff Sessions, his former attorney general. Alabama's Democratic leaders are calling to defund the state's Confederate Park. The Confederate Memorial Park in Marbury is the site of Alabama's only Confederate soldiers' home. From 1902 to 1939, the site was a haven for Confederate Army veterans, their wives, and widows. The park currently receives $600,000 a year. Democratic leaders say the money should go elsewhere. Republican leaders are against the idea. The University of South Alabama released its plan to allow students back on campus in the fall. Classes will start August 17th. Students will not return to campus after Thanksgiving. Final exams will be held before that. There will also be more online classes for the upcoming semester. Those taking in-person classes will be required to wear masks and practice social distancing. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As NFL players begin returning to team facilities to prepare for the 2020 season, NFL Network reported yesterday that several players on the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Texans have tested positive for COVID-19. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is one of those players that tested positive, according to his agent Rocky Arsenault. According to the report, none of the Cowboys players had been at the team facility during the offseason. Right now, it's unclear how the players contracted the virus. On an NFL Players Association conference call, the union said that when they returned to team facilities and throughout the season, players could be tested roughly every 3 days for the virus and isolated if they test positive. The Players Association said it's working with the NFL on return-to-work protocols for players. And when discussing salary cap implications, agents were told that the NFL could lose around $3 billion in total revenue if teams play in empty stadiums in 2020. In a sit-down interview with ESPN yesterday, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said that he is not surprised that there have been positive coronavirus tests for players.
We're going to have positive tests. Our players who are going to be in that, our personnel are going to be involved in the front office, our league office employees have been involved. So positive tests are going to happen. The issue is, can we obviously prevent as many of those from happening?
In that interview, Goodell said that he supports and encourages teams to sign quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
If he wants to resume his career in the NFL, that obviously is going to take a team to make that decision. But I welcome that, support the club making that decision, and encourage them to do that.
Earlier this month, Goodell released a video apologizing on behalf of the NFL for not doing a better job of listening to players' concerns on racial inequality. Afterwards, he was criticized for not mentioning Kaepernick by name. Kaepernick's former team, the San Francisco 49ers, rewarded head coach Kyle Shanahan's visit to the Super Bowl last season with a new six-year contract extension. The six-year extension replaces the 3 years remaining on his deal and ties him to the 49ers through the 2025 season. It also makes Shanahan one of the NFL's five highest-paid head coaches. There was an online uproar yesterday after Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy was photographed after a fishing trip wearing a One America News Network t-shirt. In reference to the picture, Oklahoma State's top player, running back Chuba Hubbard, tweeted, quote, "I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive to everything going on in society, and it's unacceptable." Hubbard received support from multiple teammates and former players, but after the university president and athletic director both issued statements expressing concern, the running back posted a video of himself and Gundy in which the two shook hands.
In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I met with some players and realized it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society.
I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man. and I'm more about action.
Last season, Hubbard led the nation in rushing yards. Cowboys players were scheduled to begin voluntary workouts on campus on Monday. After MLB players rejected the MLB owner's latest proposal to begin playing the 2020 season, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred told ESPN on Monday that he is not confident that there will be a 2020 baseball season.
I'm not confident, Mike. I think there's real risk, and as long as there's no dialogue, that real risk is going to continue.
It was a 180-degree turn from the commissioner after he said last week that he was 100% sure there would be baseball played this year. In NASCAR news, the July 15th NASCAR All-Star Race will move to Bristol Motor Speedway this year. Yesterday, NASCAR announced that up to 30,000 fans will be permitted to attend. The facility can hold 155,000, so the crowd allowed would be less than 20% capacity. It'll be only the second time in the All-Star Race's history that it will be held away from Charlotte Motor Speedway. 652 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
As we all watch these unprecedented events of the coronavirus unfold, we at Southern Cancer Center want to assure you that we are working hard to protect our community and our patients. Cancer patients often have weakened immune systems and are more vulnerable to infection. They're already fighting cancer. Please don't make them fight this virus too. Do your part to stop the spread. Stay distant. Wash your hands. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Together, we will get through this. Find more information at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Northbound 65 at the 26-mile marker on the bridge. They've got a hit-run with an 18-wheeler stop. And the roadway is blocked off, so be careful. Still there at Government and Azalea, but off to the side of the road. It's a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway with no delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in. Also offering delivery through the waiter app. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters Girls Till 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 6:54, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. So in deference to our buddy Kane in the traffic department, nothing is as good as current information, like to the second. And we just got this text in that the northbound 65 is good on the Dolly Parton Bridge.
Boy.
So we're good.
Yes.
It was a little while ago. It was not good. Now it's good. Although Kane says a hit and run with an 18-wheeler.
Interesting.
You think about that as a pinch point. I mean, we got a lot of pinch points around here on the interstate, but you get something north or southbound 65 that takes out, blocks both lanes there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming across the delta up there. I'll look at the text. Don't say it. Somebody will do it. Oh, come on. I'm just saying that would be problematic.
And if you're on the bridge, not many options available to you once traffic stops. Once you're up there.
No, not. Oh, when you're out on it? No, forget about it. You're messed up. All right. Do I have a second for this list of unpopular opinions?
This might be an unpopular opinion, but yeah, you have plenty of time.
Okay, good. Good, because, there's quite often, weekly, maybe daily, I go, okay, here's one of my many unpopular opinions. This is a list that came from BuzzFeed yesterday. It said, here are some unpopular opinions. Somebody posted a bunch of popular opinions about random stuff and asking people if they agree or not. Okay?
All right. I'm ready for it.
Number one, cold weather is better than warm weather.
I agree with that a lot.
37% agree with that. Nickelback is actually a pretty good band. 48% agree with that.
I agree with some of the songs.
Like, how many? Are you three deep with Nickelback?
I was growing up during the Nickelback heyday, so I probably liked a good few of their songs, 5, 6, maybe 7.
Okay. Whoa,
there's
man.
A few that I don't like, but okay, right. I like Nickelback all right.
Here we go. This is like, the show Friends is overrated. 37% agree. Sign me up.
Overrated?
Overrated. Never was really a big fan of that show.
Yeah.
Watched it because girls I dated watched it, but that was it.
I watched it with my wife about 15 years after it debuted. Yeah, it was fine. It was
so you say, is it underrated, rated, or overrated?
It's properly rated. Okay. I'll give it that.
I'll go with the overrated. Here's one that's tough on me. Tomatoes are bad and ruin sandwiches. 35% agree.
Hard disagree on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm a hard disagree as well. Putting a period at the end of a text makes it seem more aggressive. 51% agree.
I don't know. I just like doing good English, right?
Thank you.
Proper grammar.
Yeah, you and I both.
Good English.
All right. So you're So if you put a period at the end of the text, you agree. The majority of people agree with that one. All right. Orange juice is better with pulp. 41% agree. I'd got to say, if I'm going to drink orange juice, I like the pulp in it.
I like it too.
See, we're lining up a lot here on the unpopular opinions. Here's one. Oh, this is a debate. Making the bed is a pointless chore.
Disagree. Although I can't make the bed up, but I disagree. I think it has a point.
What's the point?
A little discipline, a little routine in your life.
Okay, but it's not. It's really about routine and discipline, not about making the bed.
Oh, there's Nickelback.
Nickelback is going to take us. And the letter Q isn't necessary and should be removed from the alphabet.
What?
23% of folks agree with that one.
We're changing enough. Let's leave the alphabet alone.
I'll keep the Q in the mix. All right. 657 here on Mobile Mornings. Hour number two on the way next. Y'all stay right there. News is next. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me. I'm what you need.